Praise the Lord, brother.
Praise the Lord.
Broadcasting live here on this Thursday, October 12th in the year of our Lord, 2017. And we welcome you to Discussing the Truth broadcast. I'm your announcer, Antonio Green. Our host for this broadcast is Pastor James A. Dansby, and our co-host is Minister Kevin Pierce. We have Minister Milton Dudley with us as well. And it's our prayer that God the Father, through Jesus Christ, His Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, would speak truth to your hearts. Pastor Dansby.
Praise God. God bless
you, man. Amen.
Thank God. It's good to see you guys this afternoon.
Yeah, good to be
Praise
here.
Praise God. It's good to get together and break bread together here.
Amen. Amen.
That's what we're doing. We're discussing God's truth. Amen. God's word. Man don't live by bread alone, the Bible says, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And amen. We believe that with all of our heart, mind, and soul. And we thank God for this opportunity. We broke into a new subject on last week. Fivefold ministry. The fivefold ministry. Mm-hmm. Very, very, very important ministry that seemingly have come back from the dead, brothers. for thousands of years, a hundred of years, that is. Mm-hmm. Seem like ministry kind of disappeared, but all of a sudden, the last 100 years, we find that it's been resurrected, and now he's back with us. And some says that it is important that the church revert back to the fivefold ministry in order to grow, in order to accomplish that which the Lord set out for His church. But now, you know, there are different opinions concerning this fivefold ministry, and we're looking at the pros and the cons. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Before we get started, though, we're going to ask Minister Dudley to ask God's blessing upon the broadcast today. Bless you, brother.
Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you right now for what you're doing in the midst of this broadcast.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we pray for listening ears and each and every member here.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we pray that by your Holy Spirit, we'll be discussing your truth.
Yes, Lord.
And discussing this information about this fivefold ministry.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you right now that you touch hearts and touch mm-hmm. listening ears, that they may receive your word yes. and receive this truth.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name we
pray. Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And as Brother Pierce, you know, said on last week, we want to let our listeners know we welcome your comments concerning the subject God has put on our heart. And it don't have to be, you know, you don't have to agree with us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We open to dialogue here. You know, we are kind of mature. We can take criticism.
Amen.
Hey,
we're tolerant.
Yeah. We are tolerant. We are open to you know, discussion. This is what it's all about. We're discussing God's truth.
That's
amen.
Right.
Fivefold ministry, and we looked at this fivefold ministry. What is the fivefold ministry? Let's look at Ephesians first of all. Let's jump right into it, brother. What is the fivefold ministry? We need to look at that first of all. Ephesians 4. And let's begin reading at verse 8 there. Ephesians 4 and 8. Anybody got it?
Mm-hmm. You got it?
Got it, Bill?
It said, wherefore he said,
okay,
when he ascended up on high,
yes, yes,
he led captivity captive,
mm-hmm.
and gave gifts unto men.
Unto men, yes.
Now that he ascended,
mm-hmm.
what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth?
That's right.
He that descended is the same mm-hmm. also that ascended up far above heaven, all heaven.
Yes, oh yes.
That he might fill all things.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave some apostles.
Some apostles.
And some prophets.
Right.
And some evangelists.
Yes.
And some pastors and teachers.
And teachers.
For the perfecting of the saints.
Mm-hmm.
For the work of the ministry.
Mm-mm.
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Till we all come into the unity of faith,
yes,
and of the knowledge of the Son of God,
mm-hmm.
unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Amen. 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 So now, these five men are according to Paul here, they're gifts to the church. Is that right?
Amen.
That's right.
Gifts.
Look what it says now.
Mm-hmm.
It says that when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts.
Gave gifts.
Unto men.
Unto men.
That's the difference, Pastor. That's
Amen.
The difference.
Gifts.
Amen. Gifts.
Gifted men. Gifted women.
Right.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. To do what? Now, what it says they're supposed to do in verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a, he gave them gifts to edify the body, you know, as far as the church goes and mm-hmm. the building up and the teach. And that, I think that's where the confusion came in, Pastor, because, in the first century,
yes.
it was an office of apostle and also a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
mm-hmm.
instead of just exercising the gift, men are trying to reopen the office.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the office
okay.
itself. Okay, so we're not denying mm-hmm. that God, the gifts are still there.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay.
But the office itself.
That's mm-hmm. the problem.
Okay. Okay.
That's where the problem is.
Brother Pierce, turn to Mark 3 quickly in your Bible there. Get your Bible. You got your Bible there, Brother Pierce. Turn to Mark there. You got your big sword there with you.
Amen.
Amen. Give me Mark 3 and look at 13 there. Read 13 through 15 for us.
Mark 3, 13 through 15.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And it reads, "And he goeth into a mountain," right?
Mm-hmm. 3:13. Yes, yes,
"And
yes,
calleth
yes.
unto whom he would."
Yes. Mm-hmm.
"And they came unto him."
Mm-hmm.
"And he ordained 12 that they should be with him."
Okay. Mm-hmm.
"That he might send them forth to preach."
Mm-hmm. Okay.
"And
mm-hmm.
to have power to heal sickness."
Amen.
"And to cast out devils."
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the definition, you know, we said we're going to try to take this one step at a time.
Right.
Brother.
Okay.
And we kind of began with the apostles here, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And but the definition of apostle is one that's sent, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
A
messenger.
That's
right. What it said.
He's sent he's by
sent.
The Lord.
That's
he's
right.
sent by the Lord. Not because of an organization.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the organization, the religious organization, sent people out
yeah.
today.
Yeah.
Well, these apostles weren't sent
no.
like that, brother. They had a direct connection with God. And you know, I was amazed this week as I kind of browsed YouTube,
mm-hmm.
and I just looking at some of the many people that call themselves apostles today.
Okay.
And
okay.
One gentleman on there, he. He went on Facebook. I didn't know. Can you go on Facebook and put things in there? And they put
yeah.
Yeah. Facebook. He said he just put apostle in Facebook. And he said for 3 hours it was just scrolling up and down.
Yeah.
It was just scrolling up and down.
Right.
And he said the most ironic thing about it, most of at least 1,000, he said,
you
call themselves apostles today.
Mm-hmm.
He said you can go on Facebook and just put apostle in there and scroll, show pictures of them.
Right.
And most of them black.
Mm.
Oh man!
Is that kind of ironic?
That's a trend. Yeah, there. That's a trend.
Yeah. If most of them are black,
all black,
equal number of women and men
mm-hmm.
that are black, they call themselves apostles.
Apostles.
Amen.
My people perish
for lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
now we looked at started looking at some of the qualification
mm-hmm.
of
mm-hmm.
an apostle. We didn't quite finish up, brothers, on last week. But now the Bible tells us that to be an apostle, you must first of all have been a what? An eyewitness?
That's right.
Is that what it says?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, well, look at the book of Acts. Well, no, not Acts. Go to Luke there. We'll just look at Luke there. An eyewitness. Book of Luke. Luke 24. Luke 24.
Okay. Starting at 44?
Okay, start there. Read that for us, Tony.
All right. 24 and 44. And he said unto them.
Yes.
"These are the words which I spake unto you,
okay.
while I was yet with you,
mm-hmm.
that all things must be fulfilled,
okay.
which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets,
mm-hmm.
and in the Psalms concerning me."
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
"Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures,
okay.
and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer,
mm-hmm.
and to rise from the dead the third day."
Yes.
"And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem."
Mm-hmm.
"And you are witnesses of these things."
You are witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
So it was important for the apostles to be witnesses.
That's right.
That's right.
Those
That's
that
right.
called themselves apostles had to be witnesses.
Witnesses.
In order to be a witness, what you have to do?
Well, you can't go by hearsay, can you? Can I be a credible witness? And I said, well, Billy Bob told me.
No, you're a third party witness.
Okay, now I'm shift to the third party.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So I must have seen it for myself.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Is that
That's
right?
That's right. That's right.
Okay, now, but all these thousands of people today that call themselves apostles, that have they really heard God's voice or saw the Jesus death, burial, resurrection, and have they really examined the life of Christ? And I mean, eyewitnesses.
No, 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 could not have, not the impossibility, Pastor.
You know, and a lot of people, you know, they take names,
okay,
for instance,
okay,
and place them over themselves, okay, not realizing, not understanding what's the true meaning of it,
okay,
but they sticking it on,
mm-hmm,
and wearing it. So they can be some great person.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It's a title. Status.
Brother Peter, look at Acts 1 then, Brother Peter. Mm-hmm. Acts 1, and then this will be more specific here. Acts 1, a little bit more specific.
Acts 1:21.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Wherefore, of these men which have companied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out.
Okay.
Among us.
Important.
Beginning from the baptism of John.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Beginning.
Unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us. Of his resurrection. So you're right, Pastor.
Okay.
That tells you even more in detail of what a witness is. When they say witness, you must have had to start from the beginning with the Lord Jesus.
Yes, yes.
At the beginning of his baptism until the time that he was resurrected.
Yes, yes, yes. That would be a criteria that you cannot push aside.
Not today. That's right. And you cannot achieve today.
No. But we'll show later on how they gloss over these kind of scriptures like that.
Mm-hmm.
What about 1:7 there? Acts 1:7-8. Yep.
Okay. It said, and he said unto them,
okay,
it is not for you to know the time or the season,
okay,
which the Father has put in his own power.
But what now?
But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Okay.
And ye shall be
witnesses
unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth.
Witnesses.
Okay. Witnesses.
Witnesses. All everywhere you go, you. I'm going to ordain you, and I'm going to empower you. But you must have been a witness.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
You know,
and look back up here at Acts 1:21.
Okay.
He said these men was accompanied with us all the time.
All the time.
From the beginning
to
the end.
Wow. Yes.
Right. Yes. Not just, you know, I'm going to take a trip and I see you later.
Yeah. No.
They were with me all the time.
And if you think about that, they were. Think about it through the Gospels.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Jesus was always with somebody. Somebody was always with him.
Amen.
He may have went over, got in his little corner to pray by himself.
But
they were always there. Think about that. They were. It was never a time that they were not with Jesus.
And not only were they witnesses, but they were personally taught by Christ.
Yes.
Okay. He personally taught them
and personally
allowed them to examine his style of ministry, his work.
His way.
His character. All of this. They had the picture of all of that, you know.
Okay.
And, but yet and still today, we have many that call themselves apostles, brother. And it's my theory is that they didn't meet the criteria here that God said.
No.
Acts 5 there? Acts 5 and 31, dog.
All right. It said, him has God exalted with his right hand
to
be a prince and a savior.
Okay.
For to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins.
Okay.
And we are his witnesses of these things.
Mm. Yes. Witnesses. Mm.
And so is also the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Whom God has given to them that obey him.
Okay. Mm. We are his witnesses.
Okay. Eyewitnesses.
So the Lord has specific people that were eyewitnesses.
Apostles.
Okay.
Apostles. Amen. And he sent them out as what we call missionaries today, but he sent them out. Amen.
Amen.
But they have spent. Okay, what about 1 Corinthians 9? 1 Corinthians 9:1, Brother Pierce.
1 Corinthians 9:1.
Yeah, 9:1 there. Mm-hmm.
Am I not an apostle?
Good question, Paul.
Okay.
Am I not free?
Watch it now.
Mm-hmm.
Have I not seen Jesus Christ, our Lord?
Okay. He qualified.
Okay. Are not ye my work in the Lord? If I be not an apostle unto others, yet doubtless I am to you.
Okay.
For the seal of mine apostleship are ye in the Lord.
In the Lord.
Oh, boy.
If to nobody else I'm an apostle, I am to you.
I am to you. Okay. Because the power was demonstrated.
Amen.
God bore witness to my calling and my apostleship by the fact that he have changed your lives.
Absolutely.
But have I not seen, what he said, have I not seen Jesus Christ?
That's right. That's it.
There you go. Well, now they say, but now I know what the new apostles say.
Mm-hmm.
No, I did not see him with my eyes, but I saw him in the spirit.
You don't qualify, Pastor.
You can't buy that?
You don't qualify. It's plain. We just read it.
Well, did Paul, they would also say that when Paul was converted, that what he saw of Christ was a spiritual vision, and it was not actually Christ in the flesh.
Well, you got me digging over here.
Praise God.
That's what answers are, though.
Yeah, but this is what they say, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
When you show them scripture like this here, very plain, have I not seen Christ Jesus? What Paul, the question he asked these people. That qualifies me.
That's right.
Am an apostle. I saw him myself, but they will spiritualize that.
No, no.
You got to know the word.
Okay.
And read and meditate on the word. See, because you got to remember, Paul said when his resurrection was, he was seen of the 12.
Okay.
And he was seen of many others. And last of all, he was seen of me.
Okay.
That's I was going to say. Let me share what he's talking about.
Come on,
Milt.
Okay.
1 Corinthians 15.
That is.
Okay. 15, 8, and 9.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Paul said.
Yes.
He said, after that, he was seen of James.
Yes.
Then of all the apostles. And last of all, he was seen of me also.
Okay.
As one of born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles.
Least.
I am not meet to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church.
Okay.
But by grace of God, I am what I am.
Okay.
That's what Paul said.
Amen.
Okay. Now, he also co-signed that in Galatians 1:1.
Okay.
He said, Paul, an apostle, not of men.
Not of men.
Neither by man.
Okay.
But by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia.
Yes. Okay. So now it's no question mark.
That's right.
No question
That's
mark. Right.
No question mark.
Right. Paul said himself.
Yes, sir. Yes,
that
sir.
He was.
So and basically what he says. Basically what he's saying is that John the Baptist was the first sent one, basically, right?
Okay.
Apostle, he was sent on a missionary trip, right?
That's right.
Paul
said,
I'm the last one.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Is that what he basically said?
That's what he basically said.
I am the last one.
The last.
Out of season, you know, something like what he said. He said,
born out of season.
Born
out of due time.
I'm a late Johnny come later.
Right, okay.
Right.
Okay.
I'm a late bloomer. But I'm the real deal.
I'm the real deal.
That's right.
Is that basically what he said?
That's basically what he said.
Well, it all boils down, Pastor. And you made this relatively clear last week that the office of the apostle was to build the foundation. It was foundational. And it was an office. And now we're not in the least bit saying the gift of apostleship is gone anyway.
No.
That's not what we're saying.
Very plain.
But the office.
God is
good.
The office is closed.
The office is closed. Yes. God's still doing miracles. Thank God
Absolutely.
He's doing it.
Amen.
And
Amen.
As I said on last week, the greatest miracle is the new birth. But there are God is still healing people.
Yes.
Huh? God is still healing
people.
And God is doing all kinds of miracles today. But yet it's still, the office is what we're talking about. Yeah. You
Amen.
Know? Look at 1 Peter 1 then. Grab hold of that, Milton. 1 Peter 1. There.
1 Peter 1.
And look at 15 on down to 18 or so.
Okay. He said, moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance.
What do you want us to remember?
For we have not followed cunning device fables.
I ain't drunk, he said.
When we made known unto you the power and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
But were what?
But were eyewitnesses of his majesty.
There you go.
For he received from God the Father honor and glory. When there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased.
Give me the 18. What 18 says, though?
And this voice, which came from heaven,
we
heard.
Okay, what else?
When we were with him in the Holy Mount.
Amen. We heard. Eyewitnesses, brother. Apostles. Eyewitnesses.
Man, today can't qualify, Pastor. He can't qualify.
But why
isn't it enough, though? And that's what really worries. Why isn't it enough just to do the will of God? Why do you have to be an apostle to do this? Why is that so important?
Because
that's a good question.
I think because basically we're reverting back to the baser elements of our man's nature. We want to be have power over.
Okay.
Over.
There we
other people.
There we go.
I think that's basically what
it is.
Power. That power. That not. Necessarily the power that unifies the church and brings the church closer, but the power that projects
exalts me.
Yeah. Huh?
Okay.
With
okay.
my title and my name, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And but you know, here look at 1 Thessalonians 1 here. And let me show y'all something there. Let me read that. 1 Thessalonians 1:1 says, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you now hold that right there, he talking about you got Silvanus here and you got Timothy really here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, skip over to 2 now. Skip over to 2:1. He said, for yourselves, brethren, know our interest in unto you that it was not in vain. And even after that we had suffered before and were shamefully entreated, as you know, at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention. For our exhortation was not of deceit, nor in cleanness, nor in guile, but as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which tried our heart. For neither at any time use we flattering words, as you know, nor our cloak of covetousness, God is our witness here, nor men sought we glory, neither of you, nor yet of others, when we might have been burdened as apostles of God. Now watch this now. They'll say there were more than 12 apostles. They'll read that. Silvanus is called apostle.
Okay.
Timothy is called.
Okay.
That's okay. You know.
But
they said, see, there it is right there. It was more than 12. But now these brothers were he called them all apostles.
Right.
Because of the authority that Paul had to designate them men and workers with us.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Paul them had the power to send people out.
And when they messengers.
As messengers. Which in a sense they were apostles, but not in the
office. Of the same as the
office. That's the key.
That's the key right there.
That's the key.
That's the key. And from maybe you men can help me out with
okay,
this.
Come on.
As I've seen, and I kind of look for this during this study, the Bible itself never called Timothy an apostle.
Okay, not in the sense it did to 12.
Right, not as it did to 12. That's what I mean.
It
made clear. The 12 that Jesus chose as his apostles.
Right.
The Bible makes that evidently clear.
But they did have power and authority to send others out.
Okay.
So you can understand, you know, they our apostles, you know, you can understand his language here. In Acts 14, if you look there at 14, Tony, get 14 there and look at 13 there.
Okay.
14, 13. Read that.
Okay.
Now.
Then the priest of Jupiter,
okay,
which was before their city, brought oxen and garland unto the gates.
Yes.
And would have done sacrifice with the people.
Okay.
Which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, they rent their clothes and ran in among the people, crying out.
So now, Barnabas,
he's an apostle.
All right. So this is what I'm trying to say. they pull these scriptures up.
Right.
And they said there was more than 12 apostles.
Gotcha.
That's the argument they'll bring forward to to give them credibility in their calling, so to speak.
Well, that's not a problem if they're just claiming the gift of apostleship, Pastor.
Okay.
If it's the gift they're claiming, but now once you ordained into the office of apostleship, then now you're in a...
So you're talking about that's different then?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What about Romans 16 there? 16:7, Milton?
It said, salute Andronicus and Junius and my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me.
Before me.
Okay, so these are scriptures, brother. These are scriptures that they will pull up quickly and show you that we have a legitimate right to be called apostles. Huh? Because there were more than 12. But now these men were commissioned by the last apostle. To go forward. To preach and to teach the word of God. Huh? But that does not mean that there were more than 12 in the office that the Lord established himself.
It seemed like a lot of, common sense thinking to even think that in the first century, of the church, these offices, I can see where the church was being foundationally started.
Right.
Where these offices would be prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
But now you go on throughout the scriptures.
Yes.
And the miracles cease.
Yes.
You know, all this is ceased. And here we are almost 3,000 years later, we're going to bring the office back into existence.
Okay.
Well, how does that help to edify or to elevate the church in any way?
Kevin, turn to Timothy, and I want you to read this. And I want to, I'll read so we can, grab hold to it. And I might call a question, brother. To 1 Timothy 3. Three, and begin at one. Get your big Bible out there. That big one you got there, my brother. Praise God. Put it on autopilot. Insert right there. First Timothy 3, and begin reading at one now.
First Timothy 3:1.
First Timothy 3:1.
This is a true saying.
Okay, listen closely, gentlemen.
If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desire a good work.
Bishop now.
Okay. Good work. Okay. Right.
A bishop then must be blameless.
Okay.
The husband of one wife.
Okay.
Vigilant.
Okay.
Sober.
Okay.
And of good behavior.
Okay.
Given to hospitality. Apt to teach.
Apt to teach.
Not given to wine nor striker.
Okay.
Not greedy.
Okay.
Of filthy lucre. But patient.
Yes.
Not a brawler, not covetous. One that ruleth well his own house. Having his children in subjection with all gravity.
Okay.
For if a man know not how to rule his own house.
Oh boy.
How shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice. Lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil.
Okay.
Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without.
Okay.
Lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil.
Go on down. Read that.
Likewise, must the deacons
bishop deacons.
Likewise, must the deacons be grave.
Okay.
Not double tongued, not given to much wine.
Okay.
Not greedy of filthy lucre.
Okay.
Holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience.
Yes.
Let these also first be proved.
All right.
Then let them use the office of a deacon. Being found blameless. Even so must their wives be grave.
Okay.
Not slanderers. Sober. Faithful in all things.
Yes.
Let the deacons be the husband of one wife. Ruling their children and their own houses well.
Okay, one more.
For they that have used the office of a deacon will purchase to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus.
Okay, brother, let me ask y'all a question. Now, that's very good reading there, my brother, real quick. a bishop can be a pastor.
Okay.
Well, y'all agree with that?
Okay.
We can interchange bishop and pastor.
Yeah.
And we got deacons, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Where's the qualification for the apostles at, Paul? You done gave me all the qualification for the pastor, teachers, and deacons and officers. Where are the qualifications for the prophets, and where are the qualifications for the...
Wow.
Yeah, good yes, point, very good.
You,
yeah,
you gave them a whole chapter almost.
Yeah,
on
a whole chapter, yeah.
We'll talk to y'all next Thursday, John. <enjoy. laughs>
Did he absentmindedly forget?
No.
Purposely,
no,
he
no,
did not.
Wasn't no call.
No.
I gave y'all a sheet here last week on the test of the prophet. Did y'all remember?
Yeah.
I don't have mine with me, yeah, I don't have mine, but the qualification. Brother, y'all, look at the qualifications here. The apostles right here.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
These are the points that qualify you to be an apostle right here.
Okay.
You, the first one is you often are visionary and are able to see the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to relate all this to the scripture.
Right,
you know,
right.
And this is not just one test that they got that you'll find with you. That's a bunch of organizations give you a test. To
okay.
see whether you
qualify.
To
apostle.
Be apostle.
Apostle.
Right. Okay. You have, you have the spirit of a missionary looking for a new field
right.
to harvest souls, build another foundation.
Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. You have the gift of organization and administration.
Right.
You have the capacity to see and delegate authority to those qualified for ministry. You may ask, what is the bottom line? You're always curious about the bottom line.
This is a checklist that
yeah.
pastor's looking at.
Yes.
That
yes.
he got offline.
Yes.
That
yes.
says this qualifies
you
as an apostle.
Right.
Yeah, it's
right.
kind of like
a point list.
Right.
Point
and
list.
I'm trying to see how these relate to
the scripture.
To scripture. Yeah. Okay. Wait a minute, Tony. Don't go off on me, brother. Your life is marred with signs, wonders, and miracles.
Mm.
Well, now, Skip, you are self starter, self discipline.
Mm.
Huh?
Self.
Self. Self man. Is a four-letter
diligent
word.
Diligent in establishing a ministry.
Mm.
Remind me of the sign I saw on the church here yesterday. Self-starter.
Self-starter.
Until you can control yourself, then God can't use you.
Oh, mm. I saw that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On the marquee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the marquee.
Okay.
On the church
really?
Sign.
You saying that?
Yeah.
Who can control themselves? Okay, Louis, okay. Your life is marked with signs, wonders, and miracles. Now, that qualifies mm-hmm. you as an apostle. You are persistent, uncompromising in facing hardships. You're keenly aware of principles of God's authority and speak with authority. Your life is marked by your unusual faith.
Unusual faith.
Oh, man.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
If you can put X in one of them blocks, then, brother, you probably are apostle.
They just described Oprah.
Well, Pastor, you asked the question. You said you're trying to equate this with Scripture,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to help you out. I'm going to
help
you out.
Help me out, then. Help
all
me
right,
out.
Revelation 22:18.
Oh,
I testify to every man that hears the words of the prophecy of this
oh,
book.
Oh, yes.
If
yes.
any man shall add unto these things,
mm-hmm.
God shall add unto him the plagues that mm-hmm. are written in this book.
God knows.
That's the only place any of that gonna fit in.
Well, what happened to be sent by God?
I was just about to say that.
Come on,
say
it.
See, that's the volunteer list you got. You got the volunteer list. No matter if people think we're in error in the teaching of apostleship here,
okay.
you still have to be called, chosen by God, and it's still a gift. From
mm-hmm.
the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
And what bothered me when I was looking at this little checklist here, you know, you don't even have sent whether Christ sent you
or
somebody.
Right,
sent.
Right.
Yeah. No yeah. salvation,
yeah.
no sin, and definitely no eyewitness here.
Right. Nothing.
It's not even on the list.
Nothing. Not at all.
So these are men calling men to be apostles. Is that
Amen.
What it is?
That's absolutely
yeah.
what it is.
Self-qualifying. You
absolutely
qualify yourself.
What it is.
You go to wannabeanapostle.com and you'll see this. You'll see this checklist.
And see, you know, we got to remember, too, now, listen.
Mm-hmm.
The Father sent his Son, Jesus.
Right, 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 right.
Jesus said, I'm going to leave you with the Comforter.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They all speaking the same thing.
That's yes, right.
The apostles, the teaching that they got
good. That's good,
was the same.
They all
by the Spirit, the Jesus himself,
right.
and the Father.
Right.
So in order to be a true apostle, You got to be in that line.
That's right.
You got to be in that line.
But that's like Tony said, they have added.
They added.
They have violated scripture.
Okay. Okay.
Huh? According to Revelation 22, that's right. They have violated scripture by adding
their own
qualification.
Qualification.
Huh? Mm,
wow. Qualification.
Oh, boy. No wonder.
Wow.
No wonder. Mm. But, you know, back again, right quick, back again to if Paul recognized the apostleship being an ongoing
office, right?
Office
duty.
Okay.
He would have given some kind of instruction.
Well, instruction. Like he did with the bishop
and the
deacon.
Everything
Absolutely.
Else.
He even Everything went as far else. As the bishop's wife.
Well, later on, he talked about an evangelist to Timothy in Timothy.
Mm-hmm. In Ephesians 4:11, you know, some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors. Mm-hmm. He didn't say some teachers. It went on some. There is some pastors and teachers.
And teachers.
So the pastor teaching is an office. Look at it. 4:11 again.
Mm-hmm.
Ephesians 4:11. That's something to watch there.
Yeah.
That is 4:11.
Okay.
Somewhere. Now read it.
That's right.
Huh?
And he gave some apostles.
Okay.
And some
prophets.
Prophets
and what?
And some
okay
evangelists
okay
and some pastors and teachers.
Same thing,
mm-hmm.
huh? So the office today is pastors and deacons.
Gotcha.
Wow.
I see.
That's all we have.
Okay. Yeah.
Official position in the church.
Okay.
There is no place for the apostles to come in. And all the prophets to bring over, we'll deal with prophets mm-hmm. today.
Yeah.
How many of y'all understand what we're saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh? But just look at, scripture will interpret scripture if we tune up to the Spirit of God, because God says what he means what he says.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? But now, can you, brethren, see why God has mm-hmm. warned us so much against the false prophets that are coming at the woodwork here, brother.
Pastor, if you would, give me just a minute.
Okay,
to read some off from
GotQuestions.org.
It was the answer to the question about, the question was actually,
what's that?
Is God restoring the offices of apostle and prophet in the church today?
That's the question.
Okay. Now, this part of the answer said, during the first century of the church, there was an office of apostle and there was a spiritual gift of apostle.
Which we spoke on earlier. Right.
The office or position of apostle was held by the 12 disciples of Jesus plus Matthias, who took Judas's place.
Right. Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And those who held the office or position of apostle were chosen specifically by Christ.
Yes.
In Mark 3:16-19, to show you that. The replacement of Judas is seen in Acts 1:20-26.
Mm-hmm.
Note in this passage that Judas's position was called an office.
Yes.
It should also be noted that Paul was chosen by Christ. In 1 Corinthians 15, the brother, Minister Peter just read that.
Right.
It said, these men were given the task of setting up the foundation of the church.
Mm.
It should be understood that it was for the universal church that these men were a part of the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
In Ephesians 2:20, tell you that. It says, the foundation of the church, the universal church, was laid in the first century.
Okay.
This is why the office of apostle is no longer functioning.
No longer functioning. Amen.
The office of apostle.
The gifts are still.
Absolutely.
Oh, God. Well, thank God for the gifts. But these guys have established themselves as being over, many of them having authority over the pastor.
That's right.
We had a gentleman here, and no name's called, but I grew up with this guy, and he called himself an apostle, and from Atlanta, Georgia, and he came to the church here, and he had what you call a takeover spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? You're supposed to recognize him, for being an apostle, and had the nerve enough to tell one of our young girls, he was looking over the girls too, he ain't married, told one of our girls that God had ordained for her to be one of his wives. But what I'm saying is this here, they feel like, and they do, they buffalo a lot of people. You know, wow. Seeing that they call themselves some great man, God, yeah, woman yeah. of God. Woman, yeah. The women do also, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And most people, if they're not literal, you know, then they're gonna bow down
fall
to
into.
We
fall
must
into.
Be grounded, Pastor. We must and
got to be
we
grounded.
We saw this a while ago, and it was all over YouTube, so I'm sure everybody's familiar with it. Was a young lady bowed to Bishop Jake.
Oh yes,
Jason
yes,
yes. took her shoes off to present him with her shoes.
Right.
And then, man, would you have the nerve to even receive or accept that type of glory?
Yes. No.
In the house of God. Well, anywhere in the world.
Well, I don't think it was a coincidence that God's first apostle, after 400 years of silence between Malachi and Matthew's gospel, they tell us there were 400 years where God had no prophet to come forward. Mm-hmm. No voice, no mouthpiece, the peace that he was speaking through. I don't think it's, a coincidence that the first apostle that came forth to take a message to the people, he wasn't dressed in no Moab suit.
What was he saying?
Repent. Scorpions, snakes, unholy folk,
brood of vipers.
That's right. The message was one of holiness, departing from lifestyles of immoral lifestyles, and that was the message. But these brothers today feel like they have to, oh God, they have to wear the best clothes, and they got to, they got to have the best polished voices, and it's just all together. John the Baptist was a plain old
common man.
Right.
And if you notice, Pastor, all the apostles today is speaking nothing but blessing. No repentance, no leader stand alone.
That's a good point. But you can't make no money like that, can you?
No.
Go ahead, Kevin. What you got there? What you found?
Just talking about Judas and the replacement of them.
Okay, right.
And they were, they were contemplating who was going to replace Judas. This is Acts 1:23.
Okay.
And they appointed two. Joseph called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. Mm-hmm. And they prayed and said, "Though Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou shalt hast chosen."
You show, Lord.
So they want the Lord to reveal to them who he still picks.
Okay.
Do you see that?
Right. Still picking.
Right. Still picking. He's speaking to men to see who he's still picking. But this is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Go ahead.
That he may take part of this ministry and apostleship.
Right.
Two different things.
Yes.
Two different things. They have their ministry.
Right.
But he also had his office of apostleship.
Amen. Okay. That's it.
See, so we have the actual office of apostle.
Right.
And then we have the generic term of apostle, meaning messenger.
Right. But you can't put them in the same category.
You can have a ministry and not be in an apostleship, not being
not
the office.
The office.
Yeah, right. It says here ministry and apostleship.
Right. There are a lot of questions about Matthias. A lot of people believe that Paul was to be the replacement all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And though they asked God to show, but then they pull out the dice and throw a shoe down.
Yeah, they can't lie for that.
if it had been God, it looked like he spoke.
Right.
He spoke from heaven, but now the brother pulled out the bones, That's a different story altogether, Kevin, go to 2 Corinthians 11 there. But, we do know that there are a lot of false apostles, brothers.
And
I think a lot of these people, they mean well. And they really feel that, God has called them to do something, which he may have. Mm-hmm. But it's not in the line with the apostles.
Right.
The 11, 13 through 15.
For such are false apostles.
Okay.
False prophets, false apostles.
Oh,
false teachers, but false apostles. So we can have a false apostle.
Yes.
Meaning that everybody's not an apostle.
That's right. Okay. That's right. Okay. That's right.
For such are false apostles, okay. Deceitful workers, transforming themselves.
Wow.
Into the apostles of Christ.
Okay. Okay.
And no marvel.
No marvel now.
For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing.
Yes. Yes.
If his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. You know, so, and that's what I was thinking about. Let me before Kevin read that when Tony was talking about these apostles today.
Okay. Right.
And
right.
I was going to say, you got to put a title, a name in front of that.
And it lines right
and that
up.
Part, that is false. Just what Kevin read. And see, in other words, Kevin, what you're telling me now, even back then, they had false apostles.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So today,
oh God,
so no. Well, we got the just
Bible
more.
Said, the Bible said on Marvel. Okay. But
going to a point, though, on status, therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works, to what they want to do, to what they want to get.
That goes
their
works.
Yes. Filthy lucre.
Yes. That's right. Filthy lucre.
You know, we push false teachers and false prophets, but we really don't push the thing on false apostles.
Yeah. That's right.
And they're out there.
Yes, sir. Well, you gentlemen, when you go home, type apostle into the Facebook, I think it was.
Search in.
And then see, and they show pictures of them. They just scrolled. The guy kept on scrolling. I said, good Lord, is he ever going to stop? I mean, just up and down.
What Tony says, what the scripture just said?
Don't bother.
Amen. Because they have come out of the club. There's no doubt about that. But we know from experience, I do, because I've watched a lot of them down through the years, but always seem to be prosperity somewhere tied into that.
Right.
The sign.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The sign of their apostleship.
Okay, okay.
Huh? Yeah. Brother Price, they made him apostle, and the brother in Atlanta that died, didn't they make them all of them?
Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
For those who know apostles,
yes.
Look at their message. See the theme.
Okay, good.
See the theme of their message, the trend.
That's right.
Of their message.
Wow. Right.
I'm challenging the listeners to do that today.
Amen.
Those who call themselves apostles today.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Look at the theme of their ministry. See if it's the gospel, finding those which are lost.
Amen.
Or healing, prosperity,
name it
and claim it. Look at the common.
Right.
Look at the common thread with that.
But like I said, gentlemen, I was at one meeting with a guy that called himself an apostle, and he had his aprons on from the get-go.
Mm.
I didn't know what they were for.
Like barbecue, huh?
I thought maybe we were going to eat out later on, but that wasn't what they were for, you know. But his message was purely upon healing. He said that anybody here that need God to heal you, if anybody need God to heal you, all you got to do is just come up here. God got a blessing for you today.
Mm.
You know, do God give the children bread? To dope dealers? Homemongers? Do God just wholesale give out his
wholesale?
It's not meat to take the children's bread.
Okay.
And they give it to dogs.
Give it to dogs.
People live in dog lifestyles, but yet and still you won't inquire about their lifestyle. You just say, if anyone here need healing, God is here tonight, and God will surely heal you tonight. What about the lifestyle?
Not concerned with the sin sickness, Pastor. Not concerned with the very thing our Lord died for.
Not
concerned with it at all.
And the first apostle, he came lashing out at sinful lifestyle.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
That's what John did.
The forerunner.
Sure did.
Yes, sir.
Sure
the forerunner.
Did. Right.
Are we called to be forerunners as well, Pastor?
Amen. Our message should be the same. I mean, we ain't got to call them snakes and
vipers
and all that.
But what if they acting snakish?
Well, maybe we got to just guess.
But see, then too, we got to look at, like Pastor said, like you just said.
What that?
His message.
Yes.
And one of the first key words he mentioned was
Repent.
Right.
Repent.
Right. Yeah.
That's what we mean by lifestyle. We're not talking about works.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
We're talking about is there a repentant heart
from
the same person
that's
wanting healing or, you know, their mentality towards God, period.
Right. And would the apostles of the day be bold like John to the point where, you know, this man got, he was equivalent to millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. And you know this man, Harold, got his brother's wife. Now you trying to, you know, I mean, but you go up to him and tell him, you know, hey, man, you ain't got no business. That,
right.
You know, I mean, just right out.
He got the power to let you out of here, but you going to check him like that.
Right, right. But he had a mandate, a command, and an ordained command from God to go and to tell that man that his lifestyle was not in accord with the word of God. He wasn't worried about getting no tip from.
No, wasn't his concern. Well, Pastor, you know, even John the Baptist, when he was down at the river baptized, and the religious leaders came to him.
Okay,
he even asked them, and we're afraid to question the man of God in today's church.
Okay.
But he even asked them, "What fruit do you have me
to show?"
He even asked them.
Right, right.
These are the big religious leaders now.
Okay.
And we touch not God's anointed.
Yeah.
Do his prophet no harm. And we won't even question what we know to be biblical truth.
Right. But like I say, they're more concerned about the miracles and the benefits they'll get from, quite naturally, brother, I'm in a wheelchair, and by some means, whether it's God's power or the devil's power, you know, because both of them at work. You know, we know that, right? We know that. And, you know that if I'm in a wheelchair and you get me up for whatever reason.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. My brother, I'm going to give you all some money. I'm going to give you something. You're going to be blessed.
Definitely.
You understand what I'm saying? You're going to be blessed. And I'm not talking about I'd be praying for you either, you know. come on, let's get ready to sum it up for the day. This has been a great broadcast. Brother Pierce, give us the word and praise God. Let's begin to just sum this up. Next week, Lord's will, we're going to move on to the prophets, though. Okay.
Let's go. Since we're closing on the apostle, I just want people to go over the scriptures that we shared. And once again, we invite you to ask questions or comments,
good
or bad. We would like some interaction with our
pro or con,
with our listeners.
Amen.
But what I want you to do from here on out, when you see someone who addressed themselves as an apostle.
As an apostle, yes.
Watch the theme of their ministry. Is it really just the gospel and repent?
Yes.
Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is upon us.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it a healing, prosperity? Look at what coincides with that.
Amen.
And I think you'll see a trend.
Amen. Tony, God bless.
Well, you know, Mr. Pierce just summed it up so well. And if we really have too much information, too many avenues for information to be misinformed
or uninformed.
Yeah, be ignorant at all, people.
Yes.
And we're in dire times. We're in the very last of days, people. And the deception is great.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you're responsible for your soul salvation because you have the opportunity to hear the true word of God. And us who call ourselves men and women of God, let our message be the same as John the Baptist.
Yes.
You know, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Milt?
You know, I want to challenge our people out there.
Okay.
And in other words, what I'm saying is, the word of God says, study to show thyself approved.
Oh,
but
yes.
A workman need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Amen.
And doing that, you know, like Tony or somebody mentioned, our people are afraid to speak up and challenge these false prophets.
Sure.
I mean, false apostles.
They are.
You know, I mean, you got some people, they can't pray. Unless they go to the pastor.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, we are God's witnesses. He saved us.
Amen.
He delivered us.
Amen. Amen.
He said, you shall know them
by their
truth.
Yes, that proves. Yes, that's right.
And in other words, what I'm saying is study the word of God for yourself.
Amen.
And when you run across these false apostles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And knowing what the word said, like the scripture, we gave you many scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Compare
the scripture.
Line upon line, precept upon precept.
Amen.
Here live, there live.
That's right. Praise God.
And you will be set free.
Amen.
Amen.
And to you, our audience, you know, remember now, Jesus died for our sins.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this whole thing is about here. Jesus coming to die on the cross for our sins. And, you know, the message John the Baptist came preaching was against the sins of his time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that, if Joel Osteen had to preach against sin, he wouldn't have all the money he got right now. Amen. You know, but he made that money because he did bypass that one
okay
item, which is very important.
Crucial. Mm-hmm. Crucial.
Amen. And he bypassed that, and therefore he have been very well rewarded
for that. Amen.
For deceiving the people in that manner. Amen. Mm-hmm. But we just want to God to touch your heart today. And but like I say, do give us some remarks. Praise God. Mm-hmm. We're not afraid.
Amen.
Pro or con. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you mm-hmm. for this opportunity, Lord, to share your word with your people today. Lord God, we just pray, Father God, that you just touch hearts by your spirit, Lord. Realize yes, our Lord. Words carry no power, but except the Holy Spirit will bear witness in a great and a mighty
yes,
way.
Yes, Lord.
We ask you to speak now, Lord. In Jesus' name
Jesus
we pray.
Name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.